Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to share with you today some thoughts on visitation, how you can make things more effective when you try to visit, not just with respect to evangelism, but for any reason whatsoever. You are to act as an ambassador for Jesus Christ. The immediate ambassadors for Christ, the apostles, have clearly shown us the way to be, and we want to emulate that whenever we visit, whenever we do something good. And we want to make sure that it is a good visit. Let me start out by giving you an example. Someone says, well, this person's in the hospital. I want to go see that person in the hospital. That's an excellent attitude to have. Go see the person in the hospital. But you get over there, and you're not really familiar with the idea of visiting there, and what happens is a person acts as if they're visiting inside their own home, or that they are talking about themselves. They show up, and they have conversations about a bunch of nothing, or they try to tell the person they're visiting in the hospital about all the things that are wrong with them, with you, you know, with the one who is visiting. Folks, the one in the hospital doesn't need to hear about your problems. You're there to relieve their problems. So one of the first things I want to point out about visitation is it's for the benefit of the person being visited, not for the benefit of the one who has come to visit. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, not your afflictions, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Once again, you are there for their benefit. So what you obviously want to do is to look into what might be done for them. A visit is not just a pop in and be there kind of thing, although that does count for something, especially when you have, say, for example, a funeral home visit. Many times there's nothing much that can be said. Oh, somebody says, I really hate to go to the funeral homes because I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to say. Many times, folks, there is nothing that can be said. There are no words of comfort to be given, at least not from us, because they don't come to mind, or we just don't know what to say. We've already said what we can say, and that's it. So sometimes, at the funeral home especially, what counts is our presence, just in case the person might need us, just in case they break down, get to crying, or whatever, or they want to engage us in a conversation outside of what is going on so that they can get their mind off of it, something like that. Many times the funeral home is where you can be there just for being there, and that is a benefit to the person. However, in other visits, you want to make sure that you're there for more than just being there. Especially, let's go back to the hospital visitation. When you're there, you want to find out if there's something you can do. Maybe the person has something back at their home that needs to be done. Maybe they had responsibilities for family that they are unable to fulfill, and you could do something for them in that regard. Most of the time, they will say no, everything's taken care of, especially if they have family. But on occasion, they might say, yeah, you could do so-and-so for me. And make it sincere. If you can do it, do it. And don't offer if you cannot lend any help. And if you cannot do what they say, then don't be ashamed to say, I didn't know that's what you needed. I can't do that. Maybe I can find somebody to help to do that. That's what your visit is for, is to see to their needs. It could be that you need to look out for something that is going on that is not being caught by the medical staff. You're not a doctor, in most cases, or a nurse or something, but that doesn't mean you can't catch something. People wonder sometimes, is visitation helpful in the hospital since they already have professional staff that are waiting on them? Oh, yes, it's definitely helpful. Let me give you an example. One time, I had a family member in the hospital, and so I was there in the hospital. Somebody came in to draw blood. As near as my memory goes, they had been there about 30 minutes before and had already taken vial after vial of blood. And now they're going to come in and they're going to try to take some more. And I pointed out to the fellow, hey, they were just here doing that kind of thing. You see, the right hand didn't know what the left hand was doing. They would have bled her dry. But in this case, somebody was there and so it was caught. You can be of a help in your visitation, not just by being there, but by being observant. Be on the lookout. Don't make the visit about you. Make it about them. And while you're there, you wonder, well, what do I say? You inquire as to what they need. You see what they need. Now, there are two other practical points, too, when it comes to the religious side of visitation. First of all, if it's practical at all, if you at all can bring yourself emotionally to do it, the person needs prayer. That is not just a preacher thing. The person needs prayer. When you show up, you take a spiritual leadership. You're the visitor. And as you come into that situation, you're not there as somebody who is on like a visit for watching the ball game or whatever. You're there to make a visit that is in as an ambassador for Jesus. You're someone who is looking in on the needs of that person, and they might have physical needs, which we already addressed, but they might also have a spiritual need. And they might have a question for you, and you can do something for them. And one of the first things you can do, obviously, is to pray, to petition God to bring blessings down from heaven to help them. And if they respect you, then they're going to respect that you have called upon heaven's help. And that will give them great comfort that day and let their body rest easier. Furthermore, when you are looking into them and seeing what they might need and having prayer with them, unless there is some very special restriction that is going on, something that would cause you not to have physical contact, then they need the physical contact. I don't really psychologically understand everything behind this, but there seems to be a need for someone, either when the prayer is going on or at some point in the visit, initially or toward the end of the visit, for there to be that physical contact, hand to hand, hand to head, a short hug, that kind of thing. That kind of contact is helpful for the individual being visited. I can't really explain all the reasons why, but for some reason, the physical contact seems to establish a bond that is beyond what can really be explained. It is an ineffable quality to the visit that is oftentimes very helpful. I think this is captured in many different Bible passages where you may talk about where so-and-so embraced the other person, not in a sexual way, but in a helpful way, in a way that allowed them to understand that they are loved and to understand that I am here with you. More than just what you see with your eyes, but what you feel with your own hand and what you sense with your own sense of touch. Folks, that's a helpful thing. So look into the things that they might need, establish physical contact, make sure that if you at all can, you have prayer with the person. Oh, another thing, somebody might say, well, I have a hard time leading a prayer. I can't do that. What would I say in the prayer? You try to make it too complicated. Ladies and gentlemen, you're asking God to help this person. Do it through Christ, and when you ask God to help them, make sure that the petition that you raise up unto God is heartfelt and that it's in keeping with Scripture. God will do whatever it is that God decides. You're not trying to tell God, Lord, change the chemical composition of this medicine to be whatever. You're getting a little too detailed there, folks. What you want to do is to pray that everything that is done, whether it be doctors or nurses or the medicines given, let's face it, God put those things on this earth, right? Is there no balm in Gilead? Sure. God put these things here to help us. So make sure that you avail yourself of mentioning specific things in your prayer, but don't be bogged down by details. Just say, Lord, whoever is involved, all the people and all the things, let it be for the health and for the recovery of this individual. Let him get out of here real soon. Get back to a normal way of life. You want to pray that we all learn something from the experience, that we gain greater faith by going through trials in this life. Being in a hospital is never fun. Now, there are other aspects to visitation. I've talked to you about a couple of them, more on the benevolent side. But there are also visitations that you might do in people's homes. And these visitations, let's say it's because somebody has a particular problem in their life. One of the things I want to encourage you about on that, which only takes a moment to say, and that's a moment is all I have left in the program, you don't want to putter around too much, dance around the issue. Get right to it. The person's uncomfortable. If they're not right with God, then most of the time they realize they're not right with God. Get right to the point. They haven't been coming to church. Get to the point of telling them they need to be in church and then see what their reaction is. The person has some moral shortcoming in their life and you have known them in the past. You don't have to get acquainted. If you already know them, just say it. Don't build it up to where the tension is great and the anger is allowed to rise or the frustrations in some way. Just say it. And don't act like you have to have some formal meeting scheduled a month in advance. Just go and do it. Most of my visits are unscheduled. That's because if you try to schedule it, something will come up, it doesn't work out, the person has some kind of misgiving about having the visit, they'll find an excuse. Just do it. If the person has a need for a visit, then the righteousness of your cause will see you through. I want to thank you for listening today. I hope I've said something that is helpful in your own Christian life and in going out there as you try to visit for the Lord. And I want you to keep in mind good Bible passages to encourage you. Want to encourage you to go out there and just try it. Read Matthew chapter 25. Read different places in the book of Acts. And you look at the example of the early church. And remember James 1:27, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit.